Hi everyone, this is Michael Barber. I'm from Iowa, and I'm here today to talk to you about the Samsung Haven, the newest offering by Verizon Wireless. This phone is attractive because it comes straight out of the box, and you can make it talk. Every menu will read. Every menu will read. That's very important to know. It does not have extra screen readers like Mobile Speak or Talks. Those are two fine screen readers. But in this case, you just get the phone and you don't have to buy anything additional. Very attractive. The price is $39.95 for a two-year contract with Verizon. Now, all I had to pay was the early upgrade fee of $20 because I was eligible for early upgrade and I wanted to get this phone. So I got the early upgrade and I was set. Now, I want to let you know that the phone is not internet capable. You cannot send or receive email, but you can send, receive, and read text messages. Plus, it identifies to you who's calling. It speaks the numbers as you dial them. If you want it to, you can choose not to have that option. You can choose not to have it announce people who are calling if you like. That's up to you. Now, the other thing is that it has a very nice display, which is very easily read by people with low vision. I'm totally blind, but I did have a person with low vision check this out because I wanted to be able to come and know what I was talking about. And she told me that this was very easily read and we didn't have to enlarge the font or anything. So I found that very impressive. And if I were a low vision person, I would like that feature. So anyway, the Samsung Haven, it's meant specifically for people who are seniors and for those who are blind or visually impaired. I think it's a great effort by Verizon. For some time, they've offered the LG series phones. I think the latest is the LG NV3. And I've heard a rumor that there's another one coming in the LG series, and I don't know if it's going to talk more than the one that's out there now, but the LG series phones have steadily improved as time has gone on, and they do read quite a bit of information, but not the same way that the Samsung Haven does. So I wanted to share that with you today so you can hear what this phone is like. Well, enough of my chit-chat. I want to give you my contact information so you'll have it in case you have any questions. My name is Michael Barber, B-A-R-B-E-R, just like the fellow that cuts hair. My cell phone number is 515-771-8348. And my email address is m.barber, that's B-A-R-B-E-R, 817@gmail.com. So there's my contact information, and now let's set to a review of this phone. Now, the form factor of this phone is what they call clamshell. This means it's a flip phone. And flip phones, I'm partial to those, I like those. So that's a flip phone, and I'm holding the phone in front of me now so that the hinges are to my left and the top of the phone, you know, is to my right. So the phone is flat in front of me, and I want to describe to you the phone this way. So first you have the hinge on the extreme left-hand side. As you move toward the right, you have a little hook on the phone, and this is so that you can connect a lanyard or a holster or something to this thing and have it hanging from your belt if you choose to do so. As you move a little further to the right, you come to a headset jack that's on this phone. Now, I will tell you right away that the headset does not come with this telephone. You have to buy that extra. And then to the right of that is a rocker switch, which is your volume up and down. The up volume is the one on the left end. The down volume is the one on the right end. So now let's move back to the left and around the hinge and around to the other side of the phone, and we have just one thing over there and that is a little covered receptacle where the telephone charger plugs in. You have to use your thumbnail to kind of get this little cover moved away from there so that you can plug in the charger. And by the way, just to let you know, when you plug in or unplug the charger, the phone says either charging or no charger. And even if the phone is off, it does that, which I find fabulous. Although, in reality, when I plug the charger in, I know I did that, so it doesn't need to tell me. But yet, it's a good indicator to let you know that actually it is charging. So I guess I shouldn't make too much fun of it anyway. So now what I want to do is open the phone. So I'm going to, on the right end here, I'm just going to put my finger between the top and bottom here and lift the screen up. And now I have the phone open. It extends out to my left here, and we have a nice, fairly large screen display here. I'm not real good at measurement or guessing measurement, but I'd say this thing is close to about almost maybe 2.5 to 3 inches long, the screen part, and maybe 2 inches wide, which I believe probably for a person with sight, whether it be low vision or a lot of vision, really substantial. So that's the screen. Now you work your way, well, first of all, at the top of the screen, of course, is where you hear your phone conversations. So you work your way down and you come past the little hump there where the hinge is. On the very top left corner is the menu button. This is the menu key, also known as the left soft key. Now we move to the right of the left soft key or the menu button, and one of the features this phone comes with are some really handy shortcut keys. This horizontal button here, it's a little bit recessed. It's for calling 911. Now I accidentally pressed this there today by mistake, and fortunately it said, "Do you want to call 911? I'm glad it did that instead of just calling right away. So be careful about that one, but it does call 911, which I think is a very nice feature. To the right of that is another button, and this is the right soft key, but it's also a shortcut key to get you to your contacts list in your phone. And while we're talking about contacts, just real quickly, this phone will hold up to 500 contacts. I can't imagine having that many. I don't, but I suppose some people would. But it will hold up to 500. That's pretty good. Moving back to the left then, to the menu button, let's go down one row. And on the left, we have the in case of emergency button, or ICE. You've several of you may have heard about this, where you can enter information in here for people that you may want contacted in case of an emergency. And this is for emergency people who might come on the scene if you're unconscious or hurt or something. Alright, so then to the right of the in case of emergency button. We have a four-way button here. We have a left arrow, right arrow, up arrow, down arrow, and in the middle is a nice domed OK button. The only thing I would say about this button is that I wish that the little nubs that are placed here for the up and down, right and left arrows were just a little bit more pronounced for people who have neuropathy. I think a person with neuropathy would have a very difficult time feeling these up and down, left and right arrows. I don't have neuropathy, and they were difficult for me to feel at first. I'm used to them now, but it's just my observation, and I wish that they had done this a little bit different. To the right of the four-way button is the speakerphone button. So you can turn on the speakerphone anytime when you're talking. And when you turn it on, it makes a two ascending beeps, and you'll hear that in a little bit. And then when you turn it off, it makes two descending beeps, I believe. And it's got a very good speakerphone, and works very nicely. Let's move back to the left and go down one row. And we have on the left, of course, the send button. So that's the button you push when you want to get a call going. And next to it, to the right, is the another horizontal type button. That's your clear button. And that's also the button that you use if you're doing a text message and you make a mistake. You press the clear button to erase the letter that you didn't intend to type, or the number. And it's also the one that's used to back you out of menus level by level as you're in them. So, and we'll show you that. And then to the right, of course, of that is your end call button, but that's also your power on off button. So to turn on the phone, you hold this button down for about 2.5 seconds or so and let up on it, and then to turn it off, you do the same, and you get some nice little tones to let you know when the phone is either on or off. And then of course below this is your number pad with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, and 9 *0#. There is no QWERTY keyboard on this phone. So when you text, you have to do the ABC type stuff. So that's basically an overview of this phone. One thing that I did forget, when you close the phone, I've got it closed now and still holding it in the same position. And if you put your finger on the bottom of the phone, on the opposite part, the from the top, you have a little latch-like thing there. That's how you get your battery out. That's important to know, because you can take the battery out, and underneath the battery is what's called your HEX number for your phone. And you need somebody to read that to you, so that you can call Samsung and tell them that you would like to have a Braille manual for your phone. And I'll give you the number for Samsung at the end of the podcast here today. So that's an overview of the phone. And now let me get to the important part of making this thing talk. The reason I want to cover that today is because when you go into the Verizon store, you will not be surprised to learn that many of the customer service reps at Verizon will probably not know how to make this thing talk unless they look at the manual. So if you can go in with this knowledge ahead of time and say, I know how to make it talk, let me show you, I think, first of all, it'll impress them. But also, more importantly, it's going to get your phone up and running so you can start using it right away. And I don't mean to cast any aspersions on Verizon customer service. It's just a true fact that when you go into these phone stores, whether it's Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, or whatever it might be, a lot of times they don't know anything about accessibility, and I wouldn't expect them to. So I think it's good for us to get all the information we can ahead of time so that we can make this thing talk. All right, so I'm going to open the phone now, and I'm going to turn on the phone by pressing the end key and holding it down for a couple seconds, and pretty soon you should be hearing some music letting us know the phone is active. And the phone is active. I always get that feeling of, is this thing going to work or not? I hate it when you're doing technology demonstrations and something just, for whatever reason, decides it isn't going to work. This time it did, and I'm glad. So what I want to do is I want to show you the quick way of getting this phone to talk. You first have to press the menu key, which is that top left key on the phone. So I'm going to press that, and then after that, after we're in the menus, then I'm going to press number 6 to get us into settings. And then after that, I'm going to press number 1 to get us into sounds. And then I'm going to press number 5 to get us into voice commands. And then I'm going to press number 6 to get us into read full. I think that's what it's called. And when I do that, then I'll have to press the up arrow key to move the selector from off to on. So here we go. We're going to make this phone talk right away. So I pressed the menu key just now. And now I've pressed number 6. And now I'm going to press number 1, and then I'm going to press number 5, and number 6, and now I'm ready to push the up arrow key, and I will press the OK button.
Screen, full readout will enable all other readouts. Voice command screen, 6, full readout.
And so now we have full readout, and it what that did was that enabled all the other readout choices that are in the menu that we'll show you, because you may want to disable some of those just in case. So that is how you get this phone to talk. And I'll review the steps once again, just so you can write those down if you've got your note takers or slates and styluses handy and you want to take this down. So you, after you've opened the phone, your home screen appears. And so you press the menu button, which is the top left corner. And then you press number 6, and that gets you into settings. And then you press number 1, which gets you into your sounds. And then you press number 5, which gets you to voice commands. And then you press number 6 for full readout. Now the selection right now will be off, and then you just press the up arrow key to on, and you press the OK button right there in the middle of that four-way button there, and you'll hear a voice come out of the phone and you're in business. And then you just simply press the back key 3 or 4 times to get out of all the menus, and you're back to your home screen. So this is how to get your phone up and going. so that now you'll be free to explore the menus. And let me encourage you to be a menu explorer, because really, ladies and gentlemen, that is the best way for you to learn how to use this phone. It's what I've been doing for the last 2 days, and doing a lot of it, going through battery like crazy, but it's the best way for me to do this. Now, let me also say before we go any further that I've been encouraged by Mr. Gramza, because the battery does get used up pretty quickly here, to get the extended battery for this phone. I haven't done it yet, but I do plan on doing so that I can have a little extra battery life here. The battery life on this phone, according to the little advertisements that I've seen, is supposed to be 5 hours of talk time and 2 weeks of standby time. Now, that would be, I'm sure, without the voices being activated, because I know that probably takes up a lot of extra battery. So, but you know, 5 hours talk time, that's pretty darn good, and 2 weeks of standby time, that's exceptional. So that, so far, is the overview of the phone and how to get the thing up and running. And now what I want to do is just sort of explore some of the menus with you and maybe let you listen to how it reads text messages. The one thing that you cannot do with this phone is you cannot adjust the rate or pitch of the voice. You're stuck with what they give you. And some of us who like to have our speech run pretty fast, it sort of drives you crazy. But I can get used to it. It may not be my favorite part of the phone, but I'll get used to it. Alright, so I've got the phone closed, and I'm going to open the phone now, and it's going to say, please wait, and then it's going to say, please say a command. I usually press the clear button two or three times to kind of, or maybe I think I hold it down for like a couple of seconds to get me back to my home screen. So let me try it here.
Please say a command. Home screen 515-771-8348-739 AM. Left soft key. Menu. Right soft key. Contact.
So it told me what time it is. It told me what my phone number was. That's good. And then it let me know that the left soft key was my menu key and the right soft key was for my contacts. It takes a little bit of doing to get used to listening to the pronunciation, because it doesn't sound like it says left soft key. I had to listen to it for a few times to really catch that, but it does actually say key. So what I want to do is just kind of really quickly go over some of the menus here. So I'm going to press the menu key.
Menu. One. Contacts.
So number one is contacts. I'm just going to use the down arrow key.
Two. Recent calls.
This will tell me who my recent calls have been and which ones I have made and which ones I've missed.
Three. Messaging.
This is for sending text messages and reading text messages.
Four. Pictures and sounds.
Now there's pictures and sounds here. It's my understanding that you can receive pictures, and I know you can receive picture messages on this thing. It does not have a camera, so you can't take pictures. When I read the reviews, they kind of wondered about why they did this. But nevertheless, they did.
Five. Tools.
Tools. It doesn't sound like it said tools, but it really does. It says tools. And in there are a number of different things, and we'll look in there in a second. In fact, why don't we go look now? Press the OK
tools
button.
Three. One. Calendar.
We have the calendar in here. And in the calendar, you can enter an appointment for yourself. This phone does not sync up with using ActiveSync. It will not sync with Microsoft Outlook. So if you want to put an appointment in here, you have to actually manually enter it yourself.
Alarm clock.
Again, you can set the alarms in this phone, and that works very well. Again, reads out nicely.
Three, calculator.
The calculator is another feature that I have looked at, and you can use this thing, and it works nicely. It does the equations like it should, and Nuance Voices actually read this whole thing. I was very impressed with that.
Four, voice commands.
And here's voice commands, and this is under tools, so if we went in here,
please say a command.
Now I press the OK button. I'm going to get out of here because I don't want it to.
Dual screen.
There. So basically, I could have said a command. I could have said call, and my wife's name's Kimberly, so I could have said call Kimberly Barber, and it would have then asked me, do you want to call her on her mobile phone or her home phone or what? Or I could have said call Kimberly Barber Mobile 1, which would have meant her cell phone.
Five, tip calculator.
Tip calculator. I used this there at night just because I could. And you can enter an amount in here if you know what your bill is, and it'll tell you what the tip is you're supposed to leave. So that's pretty handy. I've never been able to do that before.
Six, world clock.
This is world clock. I haven't used this yet. But I believe that what that will do is it'll show you the time in different parts of the world. Now, as I say, I haven't messed with that yet.
Seven, stopwatch.
And then there's the stopwatch feature, another feature that I haven't done anything with and probably wouldn't. I don't see any need for me to mess with that. Pardon me. I don't see any need for me to mess with that, but some might want to if they're going to different places and they want to know what time it's going to be there, and or if they're wanting to call somebody, they might want to know exactly what time it is before they make that phone call.
One, calendar.
And we're back to the calendar again, so I will press the back key, which is the clear key.
Five, 12.
And that was tools, and it takes us back up one level, and I'll press the down arrow key.
Six, settings.
And here we are in settings.
Seven, phone info.
And this is phone info, and I can press OK here.
Phone info screen, one, my number.
It says my line number.
Two, phone status.
And this is the phone status, and you'll want to know about this. This is how you can determine your battery status, your signal status, and so forth. And I'm going to press the OK button here and let you listen to this.
Phone status screen, battery 75%, signal 0, voicemails 0, missed calls 0, messages 7, volume low.
Okay, so I'm down here in my basement, and it's telling me that I have it's telling me that I have 0 bars as far as signal strength is concerned. so that's one of the things that does concern me a little bit about this phone. I have an HTC Ozone, which is a smartphone. And I have found that the call quality, I think, is a little higher on that particular phone than it is on this phone. That doesn't mean this is a bad phone, but I think it's just a weakness that needs to be recognized. So now we've pressed the back button and we come up out of the phone status menu, and I'm going to go down here using the down arrow key.
Well-being and health.
Now there's well-being and health. Now this was another thing that people sort of made fun of in the review, because in here it talks, it's got some different exercises you can do. It's got some kind of music that you can listen to sort of calm your soul, I guess. I haven't looked in here yet, but maybe I will just for the heck of it here on this podcast. So I'll just press the OK button.
Well-being and health screen. 1. Reminder. 2. Fitness trainer.
So there's the reminder. And I suppose that could be if you're supposed to take some medicine or something like that, you can set little reminders. That's what I believe that's for. Their fitness trainer is number 2.
3. Healing music.
There's the healing music.
4. Medical info.
And this is medical info, and this is where you could enter medical information about yourself. I happen to be type 2 diabetic, and I also have asthma. So I have already entered this information in here where you can enter notes in case an emergency responder needs to find out that information. I honestly don't know if they actually do all that, if they go through your phone to figure this stuff out. They might, I guess. I don't know, but I've put it in here anyway.
1. Reminder.
Okay, so we're back to the reminder. So let me go, just because,
3. Healing music.
To the healing music. We'll press OK.
Healing music screen. 1. Spy. 2. Leave. 3. Cloth. 4. Rain.
So we have rain, I guess. So let me press OK on rain. So I pressed the N key to get rid of that, but yeah, very nice music, you know, if a person likes that kind of thing. So I backed out of that with using the clear key after I pressed the N key to stop the music. I'm going to press the clear key again.
Well-being and health screen. 3. Healing music.
And we'll do this once more.
Well-being and health.
Okay, and then we'll press this once more. And we're back to the main screen of the phone. Basically, my purpose was to show you how to get through these menus, and each of these menus has menus underneath them. So I wanted you to be able to see that, and I wanted you to hear how this phone actually reads stuff. Now, I'm going to go to messaging, and I'll just let you listen to how it can read a text message.
Menu.
So I press the menu key.
1. Contacts.
And we have 1. Contacts.
2. Recent calls.
Here's recent calls.
3. Messaging.
Here's messaging, so I'm going to press the OK button.
Messaging screen. 1. Voicemail.
I could check my voicemails in here.
Message.
I could send a new text message, and we'll do that in a second. By the way, going back to voicemail, this phone does use the number 1 key held down for a couple of seconds to activate the voicemail. so you don't have to actually go to your menu or press *86 every time you want to do voicemail. You can just hold down the number 1 key to accomplish that. And let me press the down arrow key once more.
/7.
And it says inbox. I'm going to go ahead and press the OK button.
Inbox 3515720528
So it said it gave the phone number of the person that sent me this message, because I don't happen to have this guy in my contacts yet. If I did, it would say the name It would also give the phone number. So it said left soft key view, right soft key option. So I'm going to press the left soft key.
View. Inbox scheme. From 515-720-5282. I understand there's no web browser, and she doesn't want one right now anyway. Callback number. None. Received. Friday, September 3. 10:54 p.m. Left soft key. Reply. Right soft key. Options.
So, if I wanted to reply to this message, all I have to do is press the left soft key, which I will do, and I'll go ahead and respond. This is a guy, a friend of mine, and I was just telling him about this phone yesterday. And so I will press the left soft key.
Reply.
It said reply.
Message. Screen. 1/7, 0/160, text field, empty, left soft key, send, right soft key.
So it says 1/7, which I believe means 7 lines of text, but it also tells you you can get from 0 to 160 characters. And I did one time go over my character limit, and it let me know about it too. So I'm just going to say, I understand. And so I'm going to just do this with the number 4 key here, starting with for the I.
I.
And then space.
U. N. G. E. R. S.
All right, so I said, I understand, and I put a period there. The number 1 key is the key that you use to select your punctuation. There's about 10 different ones there, and that's all you get. There aren't any other symbols that you can get. The pound key is the key you use for space, So if you know how to use the keypad, the dial pad for your texting, you know that you have ABC on 2, DEF on 3, and so forth. the one thing I've not been able to determine yet is uppercase and lowercase. I have not seen that yet, and I apologize for that. I don't know if it's even in here. Surely it must be, and I have looked and looked, and I haven't located it yet. So if it is, we can come back and talk about that. But now to send this message, I press the left soft key. So here we go.
Send. Pop-up screen. Message sent. Screen. 515-771-8348, 756 a.m. Left soft key.
Alright, so that's
Screen. 515-771-8348.
Okay. Now another thing that you can do, if somebody's calling you, if the phone rings, let's say you are in a setting where you really don't want the phone to be ringing. You can go in and set that. You can change that so the ringer's off and the announcement turns off and so forth. But you can also just real quick tap the volume button on the side of the phone, and it just stops everything, and it just sends your call right on into voicemail. Apparently that's a Samsung feature that they've had for some time. This is the first Samsung phone I have had, so didn't know that existed until I got this phone. So now I wanted to tell you the quick way to get the status of your phone. We went into the phone status menu, but I want to tell you the quick way to do this. you can press the menu button and then press number 7 and then press number 2. So it's menu 7-2, and that'll get you to your phone status menu and let you know your battery life and your battery level and your network status and so forth. Now I'm going to open the phone. I'm just going to let you hear what it sounds like when you are dialing a number, just so you can hear. I've got mine right now, so it says the digits that I dial. I don't have to. I can go in and turn that off and make it just so everything just beeps. I can do that. I've chosen for right now not to, just so I can get an idea of everything this phone says and does.
Please say a command.
So I've opened the phone and I'm going to press and hold the clear button for about a second and a half or so and get back to the home screen.
771-8384-8,
7:59 a.m.
left soft key, menu, right
soft key, contact. So if I want to dial my work phone number, I can dial 515-1-5-2-8-1-1-3-0-5. And then I could just simply press the call button, or the send button. And in my earpiece, it tells me what it's doing. It says calling 515-281-1305, which is my work phone. And pretty soon here, it's going to start ringing. So that's how that works. It's very nice. And I've pressed the N key, and I've got rid of that. Now, let me do one other thing. Let's go. I'm going to take us back to our voice commands because I want to show you how you can choose what gets audibilized and what doesn't. You'd think it was a football game, audibilizing. But anyway, I'm going to press the menu key.
Menu.
And then I'm going to press number 6 for settings.
Settings screen. 1. Sound settings.
And then I'm going to press number 5. Oh, whoops, that's wrong. Number 1, and I just missed. There we go.
One,
and number 5.
Voice command screen 1, menu readout.
Now, menu readout. If I wouldn't want my menus read, and I don't know why I wouldn't, I could go in, press OK, and go in and change the status of that. I'll arrow down to number 2.
2, digit readout.
Digit readout. I could cancel, I could tell it not to read the digits as I press the number keys. And again, to change this, you press the OK button like this.
Digit readout screen selected on.
It said selected on. Now I'm not going to change that for right now. I'm going to press the back button.
Voice command screen 2, digit readout.
Okay, and down arrow.
Alert readout.
Alert readout. And this could be probably like your battery. If your battery is getting low, it would tell you that. And it might, I think this also would have to do with if when somebody's calling, it would say, call from 515-281-1305. You can get it not to do that.
4. Flip open and talk.
Flip open and talk, and right now I'm going to press OK on here.
Flip open and talk screen selected on.
So I've got, that's how I answer my phone. If somebody calls me, I just flip it open and that answers the phone, and that's the way I've selected to make this work. So press the back
screen
button again.
4. Flip open and talk. 5. Text message readout.
Text message readout. I could excuse me. I could go in and I could change the status of this here. So I'm going to press OK.
Text message readout screen selected on. Off. Selected on.
So I could tell it don't read text messages. I don't want to do that. A person maybe, you know, with vision might somebody who has enough vision might want to cancel that so they can just read the message on the screen. Six is full readout. That means it's going to read everything, and when full readout is selected, it automatically turns all this stuff on, and conversely, if it's unselected, then it turns everything off.
One, menu readout.
So that's how you do that. I just wanted to let you know how to get in there so that you would be familiar with that. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a podcast about the Samsung Haven cell phone. I certainly have not covered every single thing on this phone, but my whole purpose here today was to cover just enough to get you really interested in thinking about buying one of these phones from Verizon. I think it's going to be a phone that a lot of people are going to be interested in, whether they're young or whether they're older or senior blind, like I am a senior blind person. And I think it's just something, it's an option that I think is awesome for people to be able to have. Now, I promised you that I would get the Samsung number so that when you get your HEX number from your phone, you can actually call Samsung and ask for a Braille manual. So if you will hold on for just a moment, I'll try to get that number for you. The Samsung number is 1-888-987-4357. Make sure to give them your hex number and ask for a Braille manual. It'll probably take 3 to 4 weeks for you to get it. I haven't got one yet, and I'm going to be ordering it probably today. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast, and if you have questions or comments, please feel free to email me or call me. Again, it's m.barber817@gmail.com. This is my first podcast, and so any comments are welcome. Thank you very much. Have a great day.